Okay, so purging into the new part two. All right, so we left off with some thoughts Amy had, and while she was speaking there, this stuff is so cool because things percolate up all the time while we're... And by the way, oftentimes you've heard this said, but we learn more while we are actually...
In the flow,
and about... We grow ourselves, in other words. And so, in other words... I thought of this last time in part one is think about stubborn, the word stubborn.
Stub your toe, stubborn.
Yeah, stubborn. You're borning yourself. You're birthing yourself into a stub, or you stubbed yourself and that you're stunted because you just hurt yourself or you stubbed your toe. But also, some of you need to stop birthing this stubbornness and start learning. So it's stub learn instead of stubborn. Stub learn. And I just saw this very clearly. It's like you have to decide that your stubbornness is getting in the way of learning. Your stubbornness is getting in the way of awakening. And because I'm, in other words, if I'm stubborn in my eating habits, well, then I'm going to pay a price for that eventually. We had another pastor or leader from the past loved bacon so much that when we were talking about healthy food and things way back, this is like 20 years ago or close to it, at least 15 anyway, Amy mentioned something about health and eating, and he just got so defiant. He's like,
and mocking,
right? And he's just like, oh, I'm gonna eat my bacon, you know, nothing like bacon.
Yeah, and you can
know?
Sit here and watch me.
Yeah, and you can sit here and watch me eat my bacon, you know, while you're eating your cardboard kind of stuff, right? Well, guess what? Several years later, we heard that he had major heart problems and had stents put in
kidney
and all this stuff.
Kidneys
and all this, okay? The point being is that we can be so stubborn that we stunt our growth or we pay a price because of what we're going to reap.
Yeah.
And there is the law of sowing and reaping, you guys. It's not God doing this.
It's the law in creation here.
It is. And we can run a red light, okay? That's our action. We're going to pay a price for that eventually. If you keep running red lights, something's going to happen.
And gravity. You can drop a glass, it's going to break.
That's right. And so it's not God doing that. You know, it's us. It's
our free will choice.
It's our free will choice. So think about when we're being purged and we know it inside. We know when we're being challenged in an area. We would know when we're waking up. We know when change is upon us. Force change, even though some people are having to do a lot of force change because of COVID, changing their eating habits, changing their location, changing how they do things in work and all of that. I just heard something recently as if it was a negative thing. It can be if you look at it this way, but there was a meme out there on social media that said, nurses are standing their ground. Now they're going to have to stand their ground against the vaccination. Now they're going to have to pay a price because they're going to get fired. Okay, well, maybe, just maybe, if you look at this according to the purge awakening, it could be God actually purging you out of that job to come into your awakened stage of your mission and your life's purpose, but you can't see it.
Yeah, or the next part on your path.
Yeah, or you're just being stubborn because after all, it paid well.
Yeah.
Or you loved what you did and this is your life's calling.
That's right. We can so put God in a box.
Yeah, so you're stubborn.
This is what I always saw.
Yeah, this is where the stub learn comes in instead of the stubborn.
Right. And God, so, you know, if you guys have been journeying with the Lord, you know, for a while, you've learned He is so full of variety. And He doesn't forget one single desire that you have mentioned. And He is such a master at weaving them all together. And that's why, again, to not be so staunch and stubborn as this is the type of career and job I've always done. This is who I am. This is my identity. And then all of a sudden a shift comes, or unprecedented, like forced change, the purge happens, and you have to completely let go of everything you know, let go of the career you knew, and venture, take a moment to still yourself and see what is coming up on your internal destiny scroll that's next for you. And be willing to follow that inner path and test, taste and see, and test where the grace has lifted. And maybe the grace has now landed on something you never even thought you would try. But it's overwhelming you. You feel compelled to try this new direction in life. Yeah. That's God. Run with it. Feel the joy on it. Let that be your gauge.
Yeah, and this is a whole nother message too that burns in our hearts, and I'm sure that we're gonna talk about that too, of what the next season looks like when forced change has come upon you. But you know, we just want to encourage you that God, in fact, is in this thing called the purge and the awakening, and He has initiated this. He's the one that comes, leaves the 99 and all of that, right? For the one, and you're the one. And just know that he is not going to leave you where you're at, but there is a cooperative component to this. It's called our will. Like Amy was saying, we have a free will. How are you going to manage your freedom?
Yeah.
What are we going to do with that freedom of will? And are we going to surrender to this grand plan, if you will, this grand awakening of what God is doing right now?
Yeah.
Because if we're pliable and we become like water, if we become flexible, then we're going to see things we could have never imagined. We're going to see this awesome planet wake up to its original purpose and plan, and we're going to see things we've only dreamed of.
And be a part of it.
But if we resist, then we'll go around the mountain again. It's just the nature of the game. It's the nature of the beast. And
yeah.
And we believe that you're not one of those stubborn persons.
That's right.
People. You're a stub learner.
Yes. That's right. Learning and seeing the opportunity and seizing it. Life's going to get a whole lot better.
All right. I'm sure we're going to talk more about this. But
it's more of a bonus. This one's like a bonus.
Yeah.
The in-between of part one and two.
So thanks for listening. And we will... see you soon.
All right. Love you all.